Good afternoon, Wasatch High School. Tim Hepnel here from Knoxville, Tennessee with you. We're at the UMEA Red Rock State Marching Band Championships here in Washington, Utah. Excuse me. I'll be evaluating the color guard today, and wish you all a fantastic run. Beautiful weather today. Good luck. And have fun. Looks like you're ready to go. Here we go. Looks like hot air balloon baskets. Good integration of the guard. Appreciate the blue color. Very easy to see. Good characterization. Good communication. The softness and lightness to using the stripped flag with the pole up and down, exploring space, a little change of speed as you move into this next set. Good articulation in the up and down motion. Looking over side one right now currently, looking as now as the rest of the ensemble blends in. A good strong moment for you, very visual. Good interpretation with the crescendo through the use of the flag in the upper register there. Careful of the bodies, especially backfield, as you're moving kind of a longer distance and you push the flag away and become a little less centered. You don't want the body shape to become underdeveloped. Good sustained moment as you move across the field with the flag extended, demonstrating good strength in the upper body. Good changes of space and time being explored by the performers. Okay, development of the body and equipment together, and layered moment for you there with the weight shifting side to side. Good visual musicality as the flags come up and down, taking that crescendo and decrescendo. Good moment for you there. Again, be careful as you work through those changes of space within the front of the body that the upper body doesn't become distorted. Sensitivity to the music in terms of, again, that stripped flag becomes much lighter. Tension building through the sequential. 1,000 airplanes. Yeah. Yeah, see, you have some really stellar moments where you pick up the nuances of the music. I think there's some moments that maybe lacked that, and so as you move forward. So you've got that, you've kind of pick up that crescendo, da-da-da-da-da-da, but then you don't get the da-da, where it decrescendos. Because the body still stay upright, maybe either somehow you could look at that. And, you know, this may be the end of the season. So just as you move forward, look at the full range of dynamics in that musical phrase and how you can fully interpret that. Shape of the body, that left arm. Make sure it's all similar through all of the performers. Beautiful silk of the hot air balloon. Good integration through the negative space created by the horns. maybe a little aggressive there. Definitely creates a dynamic range through the beginning of this phrase. Yep. Appreciate the going into the ground with the sit roll. Still a little detail of performers coming up out of the ground. Da-da-da. Yep, you got that with the shifting of the body. Just want to make sure that we're not keeping that similarity or similar skill sets throughout. How can you develop a greater range and create more variety? Much better in terms of the shape of the body and the arm. Very similar, though, to what we saw earlier. So again, there's where that variety in the skill sets could be more beneficial as you go forward. Because you're handling your responsibilities now at a good level. So opportunity to challenge the performers even more. Yeah, a little bit of a challenge for the performers up on the prop, working especially with that flag down as you scoop down. Definitely get the idea of the balloon. You picked up that synth really well with that sequential. The weight shift is something that you frequently use, so how can you create even more variety? Great job with the horizontal spin overhead. Yeah, how are you going to create this tension through the phrase and resolve it? Add small timing opportunities. Good punctuation. Take a look at that right hand and arm. Make sure it's really nice and perpendicular, etc. All right, Wasatch, enjoy the show. You know, the variety of skills and the range is maybe a little limited and repetitive at times, but what you are asking the performers, they're doing well, so that speaks to the level of training being successful for them. There are some really strong moments of that visual musicality. I think there's opportunity for you to continue to grow and develop those other moments. I don't know, again, if your season's done today, but as you go into the future, you're really good at picking up the big moments, but now those subtleties throughout the rest of the musical opportunities is there for you to continue to work. Good sense of staging. It really works to the totality of the stage. And from an achievement standpoint, good articulation, precision. Be careful of the moments when the bodies are turning. You want to make sure that that doesn't negatively affect the timing as well as the pathway that the equipment travels. Really enjoyed the performance and wish you all continued success.